Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him and said, I do will it be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing that what Moses prescribed. There will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured for their ailments. But he would resort to deserted places to pray. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus cured this person with leprosy because he is asking if you wish. That means he wants to follow the will of God. If not the will of God, he still want to be like that. Many times you complain to the Lord why we ask and we do not get it. Really, Jesus, the most important thing is that our heart be open to the Lord, to the will of God. That's most important. Even we have a sound body, but with a bad soul, what's the use? Let us pray for one another that our life is always adhered to the will of God. As always said, the will of God is not very hard. Just live well every present moment. There are moments, of course, difficult. But we can just tell Jesus whatever impossible, ask him to give a helping hand. At times, Jesus allows us to go through all the moments of difficulties, crosses. That might be the moment that God is teaching us to open ourselves to do the will of God. To do with God doesn't mean everything's resolved. Jesus may allow us to go through some time, even longer time. That's not our expectation that Jesus should stop it now. Important, just that Jesus himself, for 3 years, might be at times his prayer that the crosses be away from him. But finally he will say, Thy will be done upon me. We have to learn from Jesus. That every day, let the will of God be made upon me. Try to say our yes, moment for moment, just trusting. We know that God will give us sufficient grace for everything. The important is we say yes, trust.